This is the second shiur, the second lesson in our study of Daily Mishnah. Yesterday we studied Terumos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Today we are studying Terumos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. We learned yesterday in Perek Aleph that in order for a person to be able to be yotze, to be able to have the effect of taking some of his crop and making it truma, putting it aside to be given to the kohen, that person, the owner of the farm, has to be a ben da'as. He has to be intellectually competent. However, if he is a minor, koton, or a deaf mute, a cheresh, or an imbecile, a shota, then he cannot effectively give truma. And we explained what truma was yesterday. Also, he must be Jewish. If he is not Jewish, a non-Jew cannot, someone who's not a Ben Bris, cannot effect truma. And similarly, a person who has nothing to do with the field, if I just wander over and take some grain from your field and put it aside as truma, I've done nothing. Although, if you designate me as your shliach, if you make me your agent to do so, then we have the halacha of shlichus, atem gam atem rabo shluchachem, and a shliach can effect truma for the owner of the farm. But the shliach, of course, cannot be intellectually incompetent, and he cannot be a non-Jew. Mishnah Beis goes on to define a cheresh, and to point out that if a person is deaf but not mute, not dumb, he's cheresh hamedaber ve'eno shomeya, lo yitrom lechatchila, it's best if he not give truma at all. The reason being, because when one puts aside truma, one recites a brocha, like one does in every mitzvah just about. And the brocha is, Asher kidishonu b'mitzosof, v'tzivonu lahafrish trumos u'maisros. We bless God, who has sanctified us with his commandments, and has commanded us to set aside truma and ma'asros. A person who is deaf, but can speak, is intellectually competent halachically, but he can't recite a bracha. That is, he can recite it, he can say the words, but he can't hear it because he's deaf. And therefore it's best if he not be the one to give the truma, because he can't recite a bracha. But he's competent, he's qualified, except for the bracha, to give truma. So therefore, v'yim toram truma so truma. If he sets aside some grain of his field as truma, it is truma, because he's a competent person, he's qualified. The brocha is not ma'akev, like most mitzvos. If I don't recite the brocha on the lulav or the sukkah or the matzah, I'm still yotze the mitzvah. Then the Mishnah defines that a cheresh shediberu bo chachomim b'chol mokom, when the chachomim speak of a cheresh who is unqualified intellectually to do those things which require a certain level of intelligence, they are speaking of she'eno lo shomeya v'lo medaber. They're speaking of a person who's both deaf and dumb. And such a person, even if he gives truma, it has no effect. So we're beginning to learn here that there is a lechatchila and there's a bedievet. There is a person who lechatchila should not give truma, like the cheresh hamedaber, who speaks ve'eno shomeya, but is deaf. Lechatchila he should not give truma because of the problem with the brocha. But b'diyeved, if he does, it is truma. And there are those that even b'diyeved, they just are not qualified, and therefore what they do is nothing. It's not considered halachically valid, and nothing has happened. And they are the cheresh she'eno shumeya ve'eno medaber, a goy, and a torim shelo midaas, a person who gives truma without permission of the owner, and a shota ve'kota. Mishneh Gimel. What is a kota? What is a kota? There are numerous approaches to this Mishnah. I will share with you the one which seems to be that of most Meforshim, and it follows the Braisa in the Yerushalmi. And that is that back in Mishnah Aleph, which was a Stam Mishnah, there was no name of a Tana mentioned there. We know Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So that first Mishnah was of the opinion that a Koton, a minor, cannot give Truma. And a minor, the implicit suggestion is any person who has not shown physical signs of puberty. He has not shown simone gadlos. He has not shown that he has the growth of hair, etc., that indicates that he's physically mature. So it would seem Rabbi Meir, or the Stam Mishnah of the first Mishnah, holds. Here in the Mishnah Gimel we learn that Koton shelo hevi shtei sa'oros Rabbi Yehuda omer truma so truma. That if you have a Koton who presumably is already bar mitzvah, this is how the Yerushalmi understands it. He is bar mitzvah, or she is bas mitzvah, but he or she has not shown the signs of shtei sa'oros. They have not yet physically developed the two hairs which indicate that they are now have attained majority. They are now adults. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says, truma so truma. There are those Meforshim who say that Rabbi Yehuda would go so far as to say that not only is it not necessary to have the physical shtei sa'oros if one is of age and one is bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, but even if one is much younger than bar or bas mitzvah, if one is higia lechinuch, the child is intelligent enough, he's 8, 9, 10, he understands, you take this piece of grain, these few grains, give it, put it on the side, they go to a kohen, he's educable, then that is sufficient, and through maso truma. The Rash Rabbeinu Shimshon, one of the Rishonim who has a commentary on the Seches Truma, says that even a child as young as 6 or 7, Truma so Truma, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, however, says, Im ad shelo bo la'onas nedorim, ein Truma so Truma. There is an age which is a year before the usual bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. In other words, beginning at 12 for a boy or 11 for a girl, where the child is considered to be of age, that the child's vows, the child's nedorim, are valid vows. 11-year-old girl, 12-year-old boy, is intelligent enough to know that his words are important, and if he makes a neder or she makes a neder, that vow is effective. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, if the child has not yet reached that age of onas nedorim, the girl is only 10, the boy is only 11, ein truma so truma. That's a koton. They're not qualified. However, umishebo li onas nedorim, once a child has reached the age where that child's neder is an effective neder, then truma so truma. And this is the halacha of the Rambam. The Rambam follows Rabbi Yossi. Rambam writes in Hilchas Trumos, Perek Dalet, Halacha Hei, Koton shehigia leonos nedorim. If you have a minor who has reached the age of his vow or her vow being valid, again, age 11 in a girl, age 12 in a boy, afal pi shelo hei vishtei se'aros felona asegodol, even though they're not yet 12 in the case of a girl or 13 in the case of a boy, and even though they've shown no signs of physical puberty, Im toram truma so truma. Maybe lechatchila, in the first instance, they should not do truma. An adult should do it. But if they do give it, it is done. V'afilu b'truma shel Torah. It has the effect of being truma mina Torah. It's just as if an adult had done it. Hoil v'nidrehem v'hikdeshon kayomin min haTorah. If a 11-year-old girl, 12-year-old boy, would donate something to the Beis HaMikdosh and say, this belongs to the Beis HaMikdosh, this animal is a korban, or this table is donated to the Beis HaMikdosh fund, then those vows are valid. And so too, trumoson truma, when they give truma, it is valid. So we have come to the conclusion of the second lesson of Meseches Trumos, Mishnayos, Trumos, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Beis, Mishneh Gimel, and tomorrow we will go ahead to study together Mishneh Daled and Mishneh Hei.